Federal officials in the United States have ordered the temporary grounding of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners until they are inspected, after an Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, Administrator Mike Whitaker said that the agency is requiring immediate inspections of certain planes before they can return to flight. The order impacts 171 airplanes worldwide. Required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft. In a statement, Boeing said it fully supports the FAA decision. Earlier on Saturday, Alaska Airlines said it was grounding its fleet of 737-9 aircraft after an incident the previous day saw a plane window and piece of fuselage blow out midair, forcing an emergency landing in Portland, in the U.S. state of Oregon. The incident took place shortly after takeoff and the hole caused the cabin to depressurize. Flight data showed the plane climbed to 16,000 feet or 4,876 meters before returning to Portland International Airport. The airline said Flight 1282, which was bound for Ontario, California, landed safely with 174 passengers and 6 crew members. CEO Ben Minicucci said in a statement that the airline had decided to take the precautionary step of temporarily grounding our fleet of 65 Boeing 737-9 aircraft. Alaska Airlines said that as Saturday morning, inspections on more than a quarter of the fleet were complete with no concerning findings. Each jet will be returned to service after full maintenance and safety inspections completing within days. Alaska Airlines has not provided further information about the possible cause, but the United States National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA have said they would investigate the incident.